What's going on? I am back like a groundhog. It's your host with the most XP. And you know what we doing. We keeping it real and black. What's good? You know, I had to jump up on here because yesterday, yo, like I just couldn't get off my mind. But I went to go see Black Adam, yo, and in my opinion, you know, I've been hearing negative reviews. You know, people have been giving it a 5 out of 10, 6 out of 10, fucking 2 out of 10. But me, I ain't gonna hold you. Not just because it's Dwayne Johnson. It's just because it's full of action-packed hands being thrown everywhere. I give this a 9 out of 10. It's a little... I could say, because I don't want to spoil it for anyone. Plus, if you've already seen it, good. If you haven't seen it, too bad. Fuck it. If you listen to this podcast 2 months later or a year later, you already know what the fuck is going to go down in Black Adam. So, it was just fucking epic, yo. I just loved it. You know what I'm saying? Hit me right in the feels, you know what I'm saying? Hits me right in my soul. Yo, I've seen a recent interview, though, with Dwayne Johnson. I think he'd be capping sometimes because Dwayne Johnson was like, well, you know, ever since I was a young boy, you know, the first comic I picked up was Black Adam. And, you know, it kind of resonated with me because, you know, it was he was dark skinned. He was like me. And I'm just like, what? Dwayne, cut the cap. Come on, my boy. Ain't no fucking way in the world Black Adam was your first comic you ever seen. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop the cap. I would have guessed it was like, you know, Superman or something. It's like fucking Tom Holland saying, you know, first growing up, first comic I picked up was you know, Spider-Man. And, you know, ever since then, yeah, I was a Spider-Man fan. Like, yeah, he was just capping, bro. He was just capping. The first comic I ever picked up, in my opinion, to be real, I ain't gonna say my opinion, what the fuck, but to be real is, damn, what's the first comic? It had to be Batman. No, that was Cap. It's not even a comic. I think it was more like a manga or something like that. Something close to it. I would say Avatar. And unfortunately, I stole that shit. Yeah, I stole. Yeah, folks. Back then, I was a piece of shit. I'm not proud of it, but yeah. When schools used to have those scholastic school fairs or some shit, book fair, whatever you call it. Yeah, I used to go up in there, put a few books in my pants and walk out the library and shit, you know what I'm saying? Some people got caught, some didn't, you know what I mean? But hey, to each his own. Do not steal. I'm not condoning it. I changed my life, you know what I'm saying? But that's the stuff I used to do back in, you know, the heyday. But besides all that mumbling and getting off the topic, go see Black Adam. Black Adam is blacker than my mother and toes in the hot Sahara Desert or some shit, whatever you call it. You know what I'm saying? Black Adam is the best. B-E-S-T. It would never top No Way Home, though. None of the fucking Marvel films, DC films, would ever top No Way Home. You know what I'm saying? I put them all in a category, to be real. Marvel, DC. I put all of them in a category. So that's my top tier movies, No Way Home. It used to be Avengers when it first came out. But, yeah, ever since I seen No Way Home, it was all over. But, like I would like to say, Dwayne Johnson did a good job. I could definitely smell what The Rock was cooking in that movie. I love going to a packed theater. I always love it. It's a great experience. If you haven't, you should. It's like watching a football game or your favorite, you know, sport or whatever. So it's pretty good, pretty decent. Like I said, it balances out everything. So if you want if you want to go for an action pack, and you know Dwayne Johnson, he always go big or go home. And I heard, I don't know if it's true or not, but go ahead and look this up if you can. I should have done my research. But it said that in the contract, in Dwayne's contract, this is just word of mouth, that it said that The Rock cannot lose any fights. So that's kind of wild to me, you know what I'm saying? But hey, I see how it is. And I see people, and I hear some stories about actors, you know, who have contracts that are, like, their character can get killed off or something like that. So, you know, it makes sense. Shit, I don't mind, man, if my character get killed off or if I get killed off in the movie. Like, just give me them Benjamins, you know what I'm saying? So I can go ahead and pay some bills and, you know what I'm saying, and go out to eat and shit. I don't mind. You can kill me off for 2 seconds of the movie. Literally, I could just, the opening credits and stuff can just start, and you know what I'm saying? It's the opening scene, I mean, and you can just kill me off right there. Give me my bread so I can go ahead and get some nice clothes and stuff. But yeah, but sorry for the absence. I'm tired of keep promising you guys that I'm gonna be doing this Tuesday, Thursday, whatever, or Monday, Wednesday. I don't know when I said I was gonna keep doing this, but I'm gonna change this podcast from not keeping it real, because I be lying to my audience. And y'all never even give me any feedback, man. You gotta motivate me. You gotta tell me, hey, keep going, little one. Keep going. We love the way you talk. You're unapologetic. Just keep it real. I like to keep it real. This show is very unfiltered, and you know, if I ever make it mainstream or something like that, I just want people to know, man, I'm just looking out for you. This is all my opinion, so if you get offended, don't be offended, you know what I'm saying? Just me trying to put a smile on you guys' faces and trying to spread awareness of whatever's going on in society, and I guess in some form or fashion try to add like a light touch to it. So, hey, I'll be back. Maybe later, maybe soon. But I just want to talk about it. Go see the movie, please. If you haven't, I would just say again, it's good to go to the movies and experience that, you know, that experience around those people that's clapping and, you know, shooting guns in the air and doing backflips in the theater over Black Adam, because it's so good. Just go check it out. I promise you won't be disappointed. But this is your host with the most, and you know, I'm always keeping it real and black.